Today's Sunday meditation for the Festival of Epiphany comes from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, the visit of the Magi. And this gospel lesson is full of surprises and mysteries and questions. How did the Magi know so much? Why were they not discouraged when they were met with only ignorance and fear in Jerusalem? Why didn't the priests and scribes run with them to Bethlehem to see this fulfillment of the scriptures? Why didn't Herod send an armed guard, a company of soldiers, with the Magi so that there would be no possibility of the family escaping his sword, and especially that young one born king of the Jews? And since the Magi knew who Jesus was, why did they leave him there? The glory of the Savior is hidden under veils and veils of mystery, and yet is revealed. Mary and Joseph, poor people and virtually refugees in Bethlehem since the census, they knew the secret. The Magi, rich and wise but Gentiles, knew the secret. Everyone else in the story who should have known it best didn't recognize it at all, but looked closely. The secret. The Savior has come for the poor and lowly without leaving out the wise and the rich. The Savior has come for the Jewish descendants of David and for the rest of all of us, too. Look closely. Herod and the priests and the scribes are blind to what is going on, and so they must be. For soon the Savior will have to flee for his life in the arms of his mother and foster father. Had Herod and Jerusalem acted rationally, the whole story of redemption would have been wrecked before it even got started. But in his grace, God preserved his son's life. In his grace, God hid his glory under a baby in a manger in obscure little Bethlehem. In his grace, God revealed his son to you and to me and to the Magi. Give thanks for God's grace. Matthew 2, verses 1 through 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, when Herod was king, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was alarmed, and all Jerusalem with him. He gathered together all the people's chief priests and experts in the law. He asked them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, because this was written through the prophet, 'You, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are certainly not least among the rulers of Judah, because out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly summoned the wise men and found out from them exactly when the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. When you find him, report to me, so that I also may go and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. Then the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stood still over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were rejoicing with overwhelming joy. After they went into the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother, they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Since they had been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their own country by another route. This is the word of our Lord.
Jerusalem, the gold.
Thanks for listening to Green Pastures with Jesus, the audio home of Shepherd of the Lakes Lutheran Church of Fairmont, Minnesota. If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our website, www.shepherdofthelakes.net. Pass that along to your friends and colleagues. Be sure to check out our archives section at our website for previous podcasts. You can find us 9:30 a.m. Sunday mornings at 323 East 1st Street in Fairmont, just up the hill from Richard's Towing. Any questions, contact me, Pastor Hagen, 507-236-9572. God bless your day.
What bliss beyond compare.